to the editor. For many years, articles have been written regarding a long-standing epidemic number of IPVs, intimate partner violence, plus inadequate funding for sexual assault centers. There appears to be an astonishing lack of commitment from all levels of government, in regards to these extremely grave issues. Sexual assault centers in Ontario have not obtained an increase in core funding since the mid-1990s. These organizations deliver extremely valuable specific trauma-based counseling services to our most defenseless, helpless, exposed and disposed of citizens in our society. Sexual assault and IPV counseling are extremely arduous, laborious, grueling and demanding. Examine the astounding and palpable known statistics. Women are 4 times more likely to be a victim of threats than men. More than 4 in 10 women have experienced some form of IPV in their lifetime, and between 3.3 million and 10 million children are exposed to adult violence each and every year. And for those who do seek care, many wait several months to receive trauma-based counseling due to very poor government funding. Knowing well that early intervention with very accommodating counseling and community provisions is always the very best resolution for those involved. Where would we all be if those in power at all levels of government decided not to increase funding from the mid-1990s? Because it was absolute that people of lesser means, distinction and minorities, were just not worth the investment. I must say I am shocked, stunned and perplexed, that an East Ferris councillor denied any cases of IPV in their area. And this same councillor is in a position of leadership, stewardship and sway, for our most vulnerable and susceptible. Imagine. Once again, I am gobsmacked by the response from North Bay City Council, the largest council in this area, which should explicitly be leading this imperative charge, acknowledging IPV as definitely a municipal concern, with urgency. Never before has North Bay City Council had more women to represent our municipality and these thought-provoking issues. Women who should be unequivocally clamoring, insisting and demanding that IPV is an epidemic, and without a doubt, a municipal tragedy. IVP directly impacts safety, freedom and choice, but most importantly those impacted necessitate support and care. IVP does not affect just one member of the family, it affects all members of the family, warranting and justifying great provisions and backing. Everyone in all municipalities will continue to be impacted by this grievous oversight and lapse of clear judgment by all levels of government, by not exposing IPV for the devastation and impairment it delivers to those in its path. Everyone in society can be impacted by IPV: lawyers, doctors, nurses, police officers, teachers, university and college professionals, counselors, minorities, the unemployed and the disabled. IPV has no restrictions and does not discriminate. IPV's greatest power and strength is ignorance, secretiveness, shame and guilt. Silence should no longer be an option, because history for too long has distinctly demonstrated the fallout as too grievous, costing all levels of government billions each and every year, attempting to clean up the human carnage left in its wake. Accessible treatment without great proactive, preventive resources is simply unsustainable. Barb Lavrock, North Bay.